if you please, ladies and gentlemen, from Shakespeare. With your kind indulgence, a speech from one of the classic melodramas of our literature, a soliloquy by Shakespeare's greatest villain, the misshapen evil genius Richard, Duke of Gloucester, and later King of England. Here's the plot. Three claimants stood between the humpback monster and his ambition for the crown. Yet in those desperate days of civil war, blood and destruction were so in use that it was feasible for Richard to plot away by trickery and murder over their corpses to the English throne. I, Edward, will use women honorably. Would he were wasted, marrow, bones, and all, that from his loins no hopeful branch may spring to cross me from the golden time I look for. Yet, between my soul's desire and me, is Clarence, Henry, and his young son Edward, and all the unlooked-for issue of them. And cry content to that which grieves my heart, and wet my cheeks with artificial tears, and frame my face to all occasions, and set the murderous Machiavel to school. Can I do this, and cannot get a crown? But were it further off,